Thursday, 18th of April, 2024. Maybe today. And when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustan regiment. Acts 27, verse 1. Much more literally, the words read, "And when our sailing away to Italy was decided, they delivered both Paul and certain others, prisoners, to a centurion by name Julius, of the Augustan cohort, CG. Chapter 26 ended with the words of Agrippa noting that if Paul had not appealed to Caesar, he could have been released. However, he did appeal, and so chapter 27 begins with, "And when our sailing away to Italy was decided." The narrative includes the first person pronoun, our. This connects the account all the way back to Acts 21:17. What we can infer is that Luke was probably there with Paul the entire time that he was in Caesarea. He may have even used this time in the compilation of the Gospel of Luke. As for the travel to Rome, how the decision to sail was made isn't explained. It could be that it was cheaper, quicker, safer, requiring less manpower, or for some other reason. Probably it was just a common way of delivering prisoners from this area, as it was a seaport. The fact that other prisoners were on board with him lends itself to the thought of travelling by ship. They could be more easily contained than going by land. The word apoplio is used here. It is from a compound word exactly meaning sail away. This is the fourth and last time it is seen. All have been in Acts in connection with Paul's travels. In preparation for this sailing away, it next says, "They delivered both Paul and certain others, prisoners." The word translated as others, as in certain others, prisoners, is heteros. It means another of a different kind. In other words, Paul is singled out from the rest. Translating this as certain other prisoners, as the NKJV does, fails to provide any distinction. However, in saying certain others, prisoners, it helps the mind consider that there is, in fact, a distinction. The choice of words used by Luke carries a note of his being conducted to Rome for a different reason than the others. His innocence has already been established, but his appeal made his appearance before Caesar a requirement, regardless of his innocence or guilt. Understanding that, it next says, "To a centurion by name Julius, of the Augustan cohort." In the Greek, Luke uses four nouns and an adjective. Centurion, name, Julius, cohort, Augustan. Therefore, a bit of insertion needs to take place for clarity. Julius is introduced here, and he is noted as a centurion of the Augustan regiment. There is much dispute as to exactly what this regiment is. The Greek reads Spires Sebastes, or the cohort of Sebastos. Sebastos means venerated or august. It is a title of the Roman emperors. Thus, secondarily, it signifies Augustan, imperial. Albert Barnes gives his thought on this band, which is as logical and probable as any other view. Quote, "It was a division in the Roman army consisting of from 400 to 600 men. This was called Augustus's band in honour of the Roman Emperor Augustus, and was probably distinguished in some way for the care in enlisting or selecting them. The Augustine cohort or band is mentioned by Suetonius in his Life of Nero, 20, end quote. Life application. Bible study is something that doesn't just have to happen on Wednesday night at church. It can happen right in your own home each day, as you pull out a commentary and read it along with the passage you are presently reading in the Bible. As for Acts 27, there are 44 verses in the chapter. Following along for the next 44 days with this commentary will provide insights into the contents of the chapter, the original Greek context of various words, the intent of the author, the life of Paul as he heads to Rome, including getting lost at sea in a great storm and getting shipwrecked on an island, and so much more. After that, chapter 28 is comprised of just 31 more verses. Be sure to spend the next 75 days with us as we search out the wonderful words of Scripture concerning the adventures of Paul as he shares the gospel to the Gentile world. Lord God Almighty, what a wonderful gift your word is. Thank you for the exciting details of people who have gone before and of stories of times past that lead us to a better understanding of your great work of redemption as it is revealed in and through the person of Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you for this precious gift. Amen.
It was decided that we would sail for Italy. An officer named Julius, who served in the Emperor's army, guarded Paul and some other prisoners.
At 10 to 10, worth one.
Excellent, Joel.